Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball. Cannonball coming. Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
D-backs were able to salvage one game of their three-game series with the Padres. They win the finale 11-4 at Chase Field on Sunday. The offense showed up with Jake McCarthy, Ketel Marte, Christian Walker, Jock Peterson, and Corbin Carroll, all driving in two runs in the contest. Ryan Nelson came back from the injured list, allowed four runs over five innings, and then handed off to the bullpen combo of Justin Martinez, Joe Mantiply, Ryan Thompson, and Kevin Ginkle, who combined on four innings of scoreless relief. D-backs now 15-20 on the season. They head out on the road for the next six, starting tomorrow in Cincinnati against the Reds. Then it's three in Baltimore against the Orioles. And I got to tell you, it doesn't solve everything. It may not solve anything, but that was a game they needed to have yesterday. The natives were getting restless after what happened on Friday and Saturday.
Well, we know it won't solve everything because we've seen this four or five times before.
Listen, there's a weird dynamic going on here. The Diamondbacks keep finding themselves in these positions where they're plucking a victory that calms everything down for the moment, but they're still deconstructing, yet we're all waiting for the team to get fully healthy where they can put something better on the baseball field.
Yep.
Weird times. Just weirdness all the way around.
Manager Torrey Lovello said before Sunday's win that closer Paul Sewald is feeling good, made the trip with the team to Cincinnati so he could be activated soon. He hasn't pitched this season after starting the year on the injured list with a left oblique strain. Sewald did pitch an inning for the D-backs Arizona Complex League team on Saturday, struck out two. Lovello also said outfielder Alec Thomas is progressing nicely from his hamstring injury. Thomas went 1-for-4 with two runs batted in for the Reno Aces in a 6-4 loss to Vegas on Sunday. And Lovello added that Eduardo Rodriguez, who spent the entire season on the injured list, will be getting further imaging this week to update the club on his healing process. Rodriguez has been dealing with a shoulder strain, currently on the 60-day injured list. Nothing new over the weekend on the Phoenix Suns front, and that means there's been nothing announced concerning the future of head coach Frank Vogel following the Suns' 49-33 regular season and their four-game exit in the NBA playoffs at the hands of the Minnesota Timberwolves. So maybe we'll get some sort of concrete news. Maybe we won't. Who knows? Maybe it's just business as usual with the Suns.
Yeah.
Everything is fine.
Everything is awesome.
The final first-round playoff series wrapped up in the NBA yesterday with the Cleveland Cavaliers beating the Orlando Magic 106-94 in Game 7. Donovan Mitchell scored 39 for the Cavs. Evan Mobley had 11 points, 16 rebounds, and 5 block shots for Cleveland, which overcame an 18-point first-half deficit. I love this note from ESPN. It's the largest Game 7 comeback since at least 1997. Did the researcher have like a lunch break he had to go on?
Yeah, couldn't go any further back than that. Yeah. Oh, that's good enough to make my point.
It's also the first time the Cavs are in the second round of the playoffs without LeBron James on the roster in the last 30 years.
Yeesh.
Home team won every game of the series. Cleveland moves on to take on the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Two games on the postseason docket tonight. First, it's Game 1, Knicks hosting the Pacers in the other Eastern semifinal. That game gets underway at 4:30 on TNT. Then it's Game 2 in the West. Denver looking to bounce back and even their best-of-seven series against Minnesota at Ball Arena in the Mile High City. Tip-off 7 o'clock. That's also on TNT. Minnesota had quite an announcement over the weekend, huh? Winning Game 1 in Denver?
It was quite a declaration, and again, it led a lot to what I believe is a lot of overreaction. But still, that basketball team looks like they're pretty formidable.
They are wired for this. It looks like,
and what a time to be a Minnesota sports fan. We talked about that Minnesota stuff, that Minnesota way, the Minnesota curse, right?
Yeah.
Viking fans are stoked over their draft. The Twins have won a bunch of games in a row.
Well, it finally got snapped.
Oh, they had won 12 in a row until yesterday.
Throw out the sausage.
Throw out the rally sausage.
Yeah, the Timberwolves have captured the hearts of Minnesota. Stanley Cup playoffs rolled on too. The New York Rangers jumped out to a 4-3 overtime win. Over the Carolina Hurricanes in Game 1 of their Eastern Conference semifinal. Dallas vanquished defending cup champion Vegas with a 2-1 Game 7 win. Radek Faxa First playoff goal, 44 seconds into the third period, proved to be the difference for Dallas. Remember when we had a hockey team?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, that was fun. There you go. There is your splash.